Victorian students could be asked to learn from home next year because of the teacher shortage crisis. As Eliza Rugg reports, despite cash incentives for regional jobs, some schools are still receiving no applicants.
As the final school bells ring out for the year,
we're seeing principals across the state looking incredibly worried and stressed
because of teacher shortages.
When school starts next year, we will have schools and classrooms where they don't have the qualified teaching staff that they need.
Figures tabled in state parliament show that in 2022, secondary schools in Outer Gippsland, Goulburn and the Mallee received one or fewer applications per job vacancy, while primary schools in Melbourne's West received an average of 3.5 applications per job. That is down from 11 applications in 2021.
We don't want to have a situation where there's not a classroom teacher and children are forced to study from home.
There's currently more than 2,000 job vacancies across the state.
Right across a range of industries, we're experiencing workforce challenges, and this is as a consequence of the COVID years.
That's despite the incentives on offer.
We're way ahead of the other states.
Including $50,000 for teachers who move to regional schools, annual retention payments, plus free secondary teaching degrees from next year.
Education ministers around the country are meeting in Sydney tomorrow. The Australian Education Union says Victoria must fight for more funding for public schools to better support students.
And importantly, we'll also help contribute to reducing the unsustainable workloads, which are in fact driving people out of our profession.
Eliza Rugg, Nine News.